Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I saw the news overnight. Someone actually texted me, someone really close to the program at the University of Pittsburgh's baseball program, that Joe Giordano was being let go. I guess the official news is going to come down today. So Heather Lyk is taking no time in getting her people in, or maybe kind of making some changes. Kevin Stallings, he needed to go. He's out. Susie McConnell, that was a decision she made, and now Joe Giordano. I don't think you can blame now, as much as Kevin Stallings needed to go, and then as much as we like Susie McConnell, we like Joe Giordano on a personal level, and we know those both of those people, and they've really, really have footholds in Western Pennsylvania, I think you have to separate that. I'll just talk for myself. I think you have to separate that from Heather Lyk has now earned enough with the basketball hire in Capel. She gave Narduzzi the extension. I think that she has earned the benefit of the doubt that let's see what she's doing here and see if it turns out. She's bringing in coaches in different sports that have high pedigrees. You think of the women's soccer coach, you think of the soccer coach, and you think of some of the people she's bringing in. I am willing to sit back and say, okay, let's see who you bring in and let's see the direction of the program and where they go. I'm willing to do that.
Well, I thought Susie was the perfect hire. She did a great job at Duquesne, and I thought she was the perfect hire at Pitt to step up in conference. She's got the pedigree. She's got the knowledge. And I don't know why it didn't work, but I can understand that one. The Giordano thing, you know, I had heard this was coming quite a while ago, and yet I don't like it. I really don't. You know, they had improved this year. They're starting to get better players. It is extremely difficult to recruit in the ACC
as the northernmost school.
Yeah, we had Joe on when they were going into the and they won a couple games actually in the ACC tournament, but apparently that wasn't enough. You know, they're step in the right direction. Remember what Joe told us when they switched conferences? Jamie Dixon turned to Joe and said, "You know, you got the toughest job right now," and that's absolutely true. And I thought he really made the best of that situation. And Now, you said give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure she'll bring in somebody who's very capable. I just kind of wish Joe was given a chance to finish the job. That's all.
Well, let's define that then. What is finish the job?
Well,
they're
going in the right direction. Give him another year or two and see what happens. It's like, hey, they, you know, step forward, you win some games in the conference tournament against, you know, they were the 12th seed. They knock off higher seeded teams. Well, let's see where this is going to go. Mm-hmm. I wish he was going to get a chance to see it through. That's all.
Yeah. Like, I'm not advocating firing him, but I'm not going to offhand, just straight off the cuff, say it's the wrong decision
right.
either. I'm willing to kind of be in a holding pattern.
I'm with you on that. And I know Joe's not that he's old. He's been around for a little bit. I would have liked to have seen him go. But you know what? Like you said, she's proven that she's bringing people in. The Capel hire, to me, now, I don't know, maybe that won't work out either. But to me, that's a slam dunk. No, pun intended, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's as good as you could do considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I was
considering they were in shambles. The guy came in and, you don't want to say wrecked the program because there wasn't a whole lot left, but a guy came in and dug the hole deeper, which people didn't think he would, and just left it a mess. And then you're able to lure someone from one of the top programs in the country that's in the same conference, that knows the territory and commands instant respect. That, to me, on paper, is a home run hire.
Yep. I think that's going to work out well. So we'll see what happens with the baseball program now. I like Joe very much. So that, at least when it comes to my opinion on that, I'm going to stay. I've got the back of a friend, let's put it that way.
Yeah, same with me. You know, and the guy's he's a really good guy. He's a really good baseball guy, and he's always been ultra-professional, and I assume, and actually I don't assume, I know he'll be professional throughout this. All he's going to do is talk about his time at Pitt and how good they were to him and all the things that he gained throughout that experience in a positive manner, because that's what Joe Giordano is. That's
yep.
all he's all about.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.